Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Party people, welcome to Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Arrow. And on this episode 4 of season 5 of Arrow, it's been 5 years. How crazy is that? 5 seasons, 5 years. Oh my gosh, still kicking ass. I mean, seriously, after 5 years, let's just admit, Oliver Queen can still whoop ass, especially English, because I'm sure we're not as fit as his. Let's see. The episode is titled Penance, and it aired on October 26th. We are catching up. I repeat, we are catching up. So let's get started. Let's see. We are live right now, so we're taking calls right in. So let's see who's at the line. We have a hotline of 914-338-1036. That's the Arrow Talk Podcast hotline. You call in when we're live. Want to know when we're live? Join us on Twitter. That's where the announcement is. So if you want to know the next time we're live, just go on Twitter and follow us at Arrow Talk, all one word. Again, Arrow Talk. And I'll tell you where we're at. Yes. Okay. Let's see, from area code 239, who is this?
I am the Green Arrow, even though I'm a bit tired. What's that?
I'm so glad you didn't say we failed this podcast.
No, never ever, man. Never ever. Wow, this was a great episode, I have to say.
Yeah.
When he tried to dig out of prison, that was great.
Oh.
I mean,
That was crazy.
Was it this one, or is it the one with WWE star Cody Rhodes?
I don't think Cody's in this one.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think he's in this one.
Remind me, what's this one?
Okay, so let me read you a quick synopsis for Penance that aired on October 26th. This is episode 4. Oliver's team captures an associate of Church's and delivers him and his loot to the SCPD. Afterward, Roy formally leaves the team, saying he cannot work with Felicity. And remember, Roy is the ragman. Rory is the ragman. Oliver leaves Star City to help Lila. Diggle out of prison. Over Felicity and the team objects. Quentin and Adrian personally deliver the evidence to the SCPD, which turns out to be a disguised bomb. The explosion allows Church's group to break in and steal weapons and equipment. Oliver infiltrates a federal prison and locates Diggle and agrees to escape to safeguard Oliver. Oliver takes him and Lila to a Hive safe house. Felicity attempts to reconcile matters with Rory. She and the team determine the Church plans an assault to the SCPD's anti-crime unit, where Adrian is interrogating Church's men. Rory rejoins the team, and they help everyone inside escape the attack. However, Curtis is injured, and Churches captures Renee, intending to torture him to death. Oliver returns and vows to rescue Renee, while Adrian describes to trust Vigilante's motive. In flashbacks, and Tunnelly takes Oliver with gaining information from and then killing an associate of Kovar. Oliver completes the assignment, and Antonelli welcomes him to Bratva. So there you go. And so this one is pretty intense, as you mentioned that Oliver was rescuing Diggle. Are we happy that Diggle is out?
Yes. Yes. I missed it from the start of the season. And, man, that scene when the team goes, "We're not going to let you," and it goes, "You're not going to let me?" And then the team and Oliver fight out at each other. That was cool. I really like that scene.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, overall, I really enjoyed this episode as well.
Me too. I thought it was a truly great episode, action-packed.
Yeah.
It was a lot like
Matt,
the Batman.
Give us your favorite. Give us your favorite scenes of this episode titled Tenet.
I liked the opening scene where, I'm trying to think, what was the opening scene? There was some action with the team, and then I did like the scene when they go, "We're not going to let you go save your friend. I mean, why aren't you telling us?" And they keep saying JJ,
yeah.
John Diggle Jr., oh my God, because of Flashpoint, no more baby Sarah. That is just so
no more
crazy.
That is crazy. I mean,
yeah. It was just so good. I did like the scene when he's freaking Dig out of prison. Reminds me of the Batman Arkham games. And then when you see him and Dig finally back to leave, the guards surround them. And then he gets like a special Green Arrow jet. And they like go in like a thing in there where they fly up onto into the plane. And that part was cool too.
Yeah.
And then
that was such a bad moment.
Yeah, and then it was so bad to see, trying to think, Wild Dog captured. Don't you think he needs a new suit, Wild Dog? Because I really like Mr. Terrific in Artemis costume, but come on.
Yeah.
We need a new suit for Wild Dog. And I do like the Archer.
Yeah, it looks a little basic, you know, like not that much like different anyone else could wear.
And I know we're not up to the other episodes yet, but man, Dick's new helmet, it's awesome. The upgrade that gave him.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time.
Yeah.
How many times have we been talking about that?
Yeah, now his helmet looks like Magneto. And I thought they put so much.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a Halloween mask.
No, not anymore.
Isn't that cheesy look?
Yeah, but I can't believe some people are saying they should cancel Arrow and make it fix what season 4 did wrong. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's
what I heard.
That's terrible.
That's what I heard,
that
this might be, that there's a rumor that Stephen Amell said that he wants Arrow, you know, Oliver to die at the end of this season.
Why? That would be crazy.
I don't know. Maybe
Oliver
he's dies. Done with it. Maybe he's tired.
Well, I hope not, because they do so good with the crossovers, too, especially with the Flash.
I agree.
Oliver.
I agree.
Because it could end up him
they
joining
milk
the Justice League.
As long as they can. I mean, don't kill the main star off.
No, don't. That'll be insane like that on how they killed off Laurel.
He has to join the Justice League. Come on.
Yeah, he does. And then we get Connor Hawk and then Deathstroke to come back. And it's just going to be getting crazier in the crossover episodes. And the scene with Felicity and Rory was cool. I mean, was good and emotional. And they try to reconcile things. And the prison break scene was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was just so good.
Yeah,
Thea,
no, definitely.
I'm not buying Thea anymore.
Line.
I'm used to die this season. I go for Thea because I'm getting sick and tired of her this season. I mean, she's going to be.
If she's not
going to
be on the team, I mean, might be on the show, right?
I know. Or she could be Prometheus. How crazy would that be?
Ooh. No, I mean, come on. Really? Do you think it might be her?
Well, I read something online that it could be her, because she is Malcolm Merlyn's daughter.
That's true.
So, something
could happen
to her.
But it seems like it's a man. It doesn't seem like it's a female body.
No. But it'd be crazy if it's Tommy. Or even...
Oh, dude, I would shit bricks if it's Tommy.
Yeah, it'll be crazy if it turns out to
That'd
be
Tommy. That'd be insane.
Yeah.
For those who are listening to the podcast, well, what do you think? Do you think it is Tommy? Do you think you agree with Matt from Florida? What
could be Ron.
That would be. Do you think a lot of fans would accept that, Matt? That what if it's Tommy?
Yeah. What if it's Roz? Because even though Roz died, Roz could come back. Because I know in mid-season we're going to be getting Ra's al Ghul's daughter. That's
going
to be crazy.
Talia.
I cannot wait to see how they're going to fix up with Talia al Ghul trying to regain the League of Assassins. Since Merlin is no longer
going to put all that together.
Even though we saw her on Legends of Tomorrow, that was cool. And I just cannot wait for when it comes back for the crossover. It sucks when they go on for a week. You know, and then we got to wait for another few weeks until late January for all the shows to come back. Oh, did you hear they moved up the Legends of Tomorrow to Tuesday nights at 9, right after the Flash?
Oh, no way. Oh, is it like during the break?
No, it's in January from now on. So then I'll be watching The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, wow.
Three shows, one epic night.
That's
it's not going to be on
Thursdays. Well, that's good that they moved them away from Thursday.
I mean, why can't they move Gotham, for crying out loud? I mean, come on.
Poor
we
Gotham.
Supergirl, same time as Gotham. I mean, why can't they move that? Because, geez. But all the
Gotham
shows are doing well. Yeah. I thought the shows are doing great. I love Arrow. I will always love Arrow. And a big shout out to Stephen Amell. And I wonder where Merlin is right now, because we know he's going to join.
Yeah, where's he lurking?
Doom.
But isn't he the new Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah, well, no, but that was back in season 4. Remember, he joined Hive.
Now it's, what's her name?
Talia. No, Nyssa. Is
Nyssa,
the new Ra's al Ghul, but she disbanded. Yeah, but she disbanded the League. So there's no more League. But when Talia comes back, the League is going to come back. But I know they're going to somehow bring back Ra's al Ghul. I know it.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be one
I know it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, hey, Zeus, I am so sorry to say this. I'm getting tired. So can we do...
Yeah, right. Cool. Well, you took the words out of my mouth. We're going to wrap up the show. Well, thank you, Zeus, for calling in. I'll talk to you later, maybe this week. I'm just going to continue with DC Legends of Tomorrow. Coming up next, so we'll talk later. All right, bye.
And I'm sorry I can't make...